Thank you for holding. Is this Jose?
Yeah, what's up?
Hi, what's up, Jose? How you doing?
Good.
Good, that's what I like to hear. My name's John. I'm the director here. I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara, about putting your company on the first page of the Google search results. She asked me to jump on the line. She wanted me to go over some pricing with you.
First of all, I want to know what the price is going to be first and see what I'm thinking.
Okay, I got you. But just know that this price includes not just the first page placement on Google, right? It's Bing, it's your website, you know. It's an A to Z marketing campaign for your business. You shouldn't need anything else. I mean, we're talking Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results. I mean, it's all in one. We're a Google partner, so we're able to package it all and maintain the full online profile for JC Home Service. Okay. But it'd be $249 month to month.
Every month to what?
$249. So it's a dollar less than $250. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Well, let me think a little bit. I was getting to Angie's list. I should have went with you guys, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't blame you for doing that, though, because you can't just put yourself on Google whenever. You have to have a spot available on the first page in order for us to even put you up there. You know, there's only three guys that show for a 30-mile radius. So we just had this spot open up. So, I mean, even if you wanted to last week, you couldn't have just signed up for it. We have to have a spot there. We reach out to you guys usually. We don't just throw anybody up there they're willing to pay for it. Yeah.
Well, I guess it's got to be next time you got another opening. Like I said, I got to think about it because I don't want to get into too many.
Are you still doing Home Advisor by Angie's?
They canceled Home Advisor. Well, we did cancel a couple years, probably a year back. And they called me 2 weeks ago. So I came in again. And like I say, I'm going to start working with them. But if they don't do the job they're supposed to do, I'm going to cancel again. But like I said, I don't want to get into too many advertised because then I'd be too tight to make payments every 30 days.
Your Home Advisor by Angie's listing says that you're out of service. Like it says, this professional is out of network. Like you're not using them anymore.
Not Home Advisor, but they stuck to Angie's list. And I just opened that account again, so I'm waiting for them to start working on, because I just talked to them yesterday about, you know, they already paid them and they don't send me no leads. So that's what I'm telling you, you know, right now. I have to wait and see what they want to do. If I wasn't happy in the past, you know, and they want to start doing the same thing, I'm going to cancel those guys right away. So
that's why I mean, I figure you're going to cancel them eventually anyway, because all they do is they put themselves on Google and resell the leads, but they sell the leads to like five or six of you guys, and they charge you for the leads even when you don't get the jobs. So I work with a lot of people who'd rather be on Google, just let people call them directly, not pay them per lead. Is your like resistance towards this just based on cost? Is just the price that's holding you back?
Well, no, because, you know, I advertise with AngelList, and then I go with the square feet. And then if I go with Google, that's going to be three payments that I'm going to be doing. So,
well, I mean, you think that, but in reality, what's going to happen is you're going to evaluate them. So you're going to sit there and you're going to go, hey, I'm spending this much on this. This is what I made in return. I spent this much with the Google stuff. I spent this much with that. And then you evaluate each one and find out which one works best for your company. The idea for us is to make sure that we come out on top of that competition, right? So, you know, you're going to end up eliminating the ones that don't work. That's part of starting a business. A lot of times when you start a business, you try all these different things. That's why they say you need to have working capital. And you invest in different kinds of marketing, you find the marketing strategy that gets you a consistent flow of calls, and then that's what you go with moving forward, right? So the reason I'm asking if it's priced is because I know on a month-to-month basis, if you're comparing this to the stuff that you have now, I have full confidence that it'll, you know, end up being your long-term solution. You'll probably wind up canceling Home Advisor and by Angie's List and any other lead generation services. I mean, Google's been the most profitable form of marketing for the last 15 years. So what I was thinking I could do.
You know, Google, I don't have to pay you guys. And like you say, Angie is going to be charging me no matter what. Man, I should have.
Well, you can leave them.
Before I went to Angie.
Yeah, you can leave them. You're not. They tell you, oh, you sign up for a year, but that's just to be on their directory. If you don't want to get their leads anymore, you could still cancel them at any time. You know, like I said, I've been working with a lot of people who've used it before in the past. And they always prefer being on Google and just getting live calls from real people in real time situations. But I was going to say, like, if it helps you at all, I can put in a request to reduce the monthly cost down to just $199 as part of like a. It's called a small business credit, like as if you're new. I know you've been in the business for 11 years, but if I could approve something like that at $199 month to month to help get your foot in the door, I mean, is that something you could see a value in giving a shot? That way I could show you how well it works to be up there?
Like I said, man, I need to figure out what I'm going to do with Angie List first, because I don't want to be too tight, man. Then that's going to cause me problems and stress. But, you know, I'm going to go.
I understand. Yeah, I'm just trying to.
But like I say, you know, it's been almost a week that I signed in with Angie, and you say you don't see nothing there.
Right. It literally says out of service. Like, if a customer looks it up, like, or tries to look up your company, they're going to see a home advisor listing. They click on that listing, and it says out of service. So it looks like you're not even in business, and that's why you're not getting the calls.
Well, thank you for letting me know. Then I'm going to call them and tell them.
Here, look, I'll send you the link. Hold on. You get texting on this number?
Yeah.
Here, look, I'll show you. Make your life easier. That way you understand what's going on. You're paying these guys, but they're basically telling people you're not even in business. So, and the only reason they would do that is if they're really trying to get you to pay per lead. You know, they basically are saying, hey, if this guy's not paying per lead or willing to pay per leads right now, then they don't let people contact you, pretty much. So I sent you that link. That's your business profile
probably,
right there. If you click on
probably
it.
Maybe I'm going to click it, but what I'm saying, you know, Home Advisor is no more Home Advisor, it's Angie's List.
Well, they bought Angie's List in 2017, and so it's Home Advisor powered by Angie's?
Yeah, Angie's List by Home Advisor.
No, I don't know why they told you that. That's not actually what happened. Angie's List was going bankrupt, Home Advisor was going up, and Home Advisor actually bought them. Bought Angie's. And it's not even HomeAdvisor that bought them. There's a parent company that used to be called Service Magic back in like 2010, 2011, that actually turned into HomeAdvisor. That's the real parent company. So there's like a company that owns HomeAdvisor and Angie's List, but it's actually owned by the same thing. They bought Angie's List. They turned it into Angie's Leads. Now it's called HomeAdvisor by Angie.
Can you give me some time so I can call them and see what happened, and maybe we can work it out something. But let me call these guys first. If then I want to do it right, I'm going to come because I paid them pretty good money to start.
Yeah, I know how it is. It's like $300, right? Just to get it going?
Well,
or like almost 300.
Yeah, well, a little more. I buy that for 1 year. So.
Dang. Well, I sent you another message here with a link to the FTC. You know, our company, you know how many times we've actually talked to you over the years? Like since 2017, we've been telling you about First Page Placement. And it's something always pops up. Like we talked to you in April of 17, and then the next spot that opened up was in September of 17, and then goes up to, and then it was a whole year or 2 years later before we had another spot open, July of 2019. You talked to a representative here, Nadine, and then we didn't have another spot open until April of 2020. We talked to you then. and it just keeps going. I mean, we talked to you, and then the next spot from April 2020 was June of 2021. So it's like once a year, you know, pretty much. And then August 2022, and then now in July of 2023. So it's not like, these spots become available very often, you know? It's 9 months to a year before you have the opportunity to put yourself on the first page of Google again. You know, if you're really serious about finally getting up there, you know, we have the opening, to do it. You know, and I'm willing to get you the pricing, you know, as low as I possibly can. I mean, based on our records, that's the lowest anybody's ever quoted you in the last, 7 years, six, 7 years that we've been talking to you.
Yeah, well, I'll open here what you send me. Is the one that says it's professional is out of network?
Yeah, that's your home advisor listing. Yeah, that's your listing. Yeah, so that's why you're not getting anything from those guys, even though you paid them. And then I also sent you an article from the Federal Trade Commission where they have tens of thousands of business owners that are going through what you're going through with those guys. The crazy thing is Home Advisor is local to you. You know, they're out there in Colorado, and they're just like,
well, that's in their own backyard. Those guys were doing something they don't supposed to. That's why I canceled those guys.
Yeah.
And that's the first thing that I tell that lady when she called me. I said, I don't want these corners, you know, cutting corners. So you tell me what it's going to be. And now it's a week and I don't see nothing open, only nothing pretty much. So I need to call them and see what's going on. If you can tell me,
they're just going to ask you to be more patient, be more patient, be more patient. You know, I don't think they're going to refund you for the year that you invest in because you just pay that to be on their directory. But what they do is they charge per lead or like a monthly flat rate. And that's really what you want to avoid because even if you're getting leads from them, the leads that you get from them are going to like four or five people. It's not just going to you. So when you get that customer on the line, you're competing against whatever they were quoted already. You know what I mean? You basically got to drop your price or, you know, pull off some kind of magic trick in order to.
You think you can call me today, later on? Let me call those guys. Because if they're not going to do their job, I'm going to cancel and maybe go with you guys.
All right, I'll set you up for a callback.
Now, you know, I have to think a little bit. Like I said, you know,
I got you. I understand.
Yeah.
I want to make sure you're doing the right thing. I'm just saying, you know, it seems like we talk to you once a year and there's always something that's kind of holding you back. It said like one of the years we were talking to you, you were doing Home Advisor in like 2021.
Well, like I said, you know, if you were telling me a week ago, probably I went with you. You know, I go through a lot of stuff, you know, working all the time, and so my mind is going here and there. But when somebody called me and say, hey, yeah, that's why Angie called me, you know, they start talking to me now. He said, oh, yeah, we're going to do this and that. And I said, okay,
like,
let's try again.
Yeah. Well, again, you're not wrong
but
for that. I mean, you got to get your business
right now,
online.
You know what I mean? Now I have to pay you, and now I have to pay Angie, and then I have to pay another guy too. Yeah, that's going to be too much. Now that I'm thinking about it, I think Google is going to be my, because even I was talking to my son the other day, I think I'm going to try to be my page on Google because I start thinking about it, you know, it's pretty much the same than Angie because, you know, if the people's going to look, they're going to go to Google and they go to Angie, but you guys are going to charge me something every month. I like that price. I really like the price, $190, but like I said,
Well, here, I put you in here for a callback. I'm going to schedule you for a callback this afternoon. Let me get you the exact time. So you're on mountain time. You're an hour ahead of us. We're in California. So it's 10:42 here. I got you on my calendar for 2 o'clock my time. So 3 o'clock your time. Does that work?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. I'll talk to you then.
We can go from there. Yeah.
Yep, and you could always text me, too, if you like, at that phone number that I was texting you on, where I sent you those links.
Okay. I'll probably I'll text you and let you know.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you for your time today. I look forward to working with you. Hopefully we can get everything squared away.
Let me know what's going on with the Home Advisor team.
Yeah, It's all good. That's what we do. You know what I mean? My whole job is helping business owners be successful online. So if you need anything, let me know.
All right. You have a great day. I'm really excited about it. I probably will. All right, man. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.